Online Business Blueprint. 21 Techniques to Jumpstart Your Internet Marketing Business. Have you ever wished for a hack that would allow you to start making money right away? Well, there actually are some hacks when it comes to internet marketing. There are a number of shortcuts that will allow you to get started quickly and be making money in a matter of days. You just have to know what they are and how to use them. In this guide, we will briefly cover 21 different internet marketing hacks that you can use as a shortcut to getting started in the business. Technique 1. Webinars. First up, webinars. A webinar is a seminar that is held online. There are several different software programs that allow you to do this, compete with whiteboard and all of the features that you could want. Webinars are great, because you can charge whatever you want for them. What people will pay will depend upon how valuable they think your advice is. Many people make a six-figure income from webinars. Technique 2. Auto webinars. Next, we'll be discussing auto webinars, which are also known as downloadable webinars. This is actually something that you can do in addition to the live webinars that you are holding. You can offer your past webinars to people who haven't seen them for a price. There are a couple of different business models that you can use to do this. You can either charge a nominal fee for individual webinars, say $1.99 per webinar, or you can charge a monthly subscription fee that will allow them to watch as many as they want. The best business model would be to offer both. Technique 3. Amazon Kindle. Next up, let's discuss Amazon Kindle. Kindle is a reading device created by Amazon, and they have tons and tons of books that are created solely for Kindle, in addition to the paperback and hardcover books that have a Kindle equivalent. You just need to write a short book, or hire someone to write it for you, and then figure out which keywords, title, description, and other SEO factors you need to adjust to get your book to rank high on Amazon for a search term that is popular. Technique 4. Amazon products. If you don't like the idea of publishing books, Amazon has another great option. You can promote any Amazon product and make a commission whenever someone buys one. The commission is pretty decent, especially if you are promoting big-ticket items. All you have to do is create a website, post the links to the Amazon products with your affiliate link, and then get traffic to your website that is looking to buy those specific products. Technique 5. HostGator. HostGator is another terrific way that you can make money online. HostGator is probably the best, and most popular, web hosting service currently on the market. For just a few dollars a month, you can get a HostGator account that will allow you to have unlimited domains, unmetered traffic, and a huge number of features included full WordPress support, site builder, and more. But HostGator also offers an affiliate program. If you can get people to sign up with HostGator, you can earn some pretty big affiliate commissions, as long as they stick around for a couple of months. Technique 6. ClickBank. If you have been in internet marketing for any length of time, you have almost certainly heard of ClickBank. ClickBank is a marketplace for affiliate products, not for people to buy them, although they do have that feature, but for people to sell them. ClickBank hooks those people up who want to promote affiliate products with actual products that will make them money. The commission varies depending upon the product, but sometimes they can get pretty high and you can make a lot of money with this website alone. Technique 7. Blogging. The next technique that we'll be discussing is blogging. Blogging is something that nearly everyone is familiar with, but new internet marketers drastically underestimate just how well blogging can do for someone. Internet marketing is all well and good, but it takes work, And if you have a blog already that you have been working on, then you can probably use it to make money online. You just need to use the skills that you learn for internet marketing to take your blog to big readership and then monetize it somehow. It is definitely a head start if you have been blogging a while. Technique 8. Email marketing. Email marketing is another vastly underrated technique. Everyone has heard of email marketing, so they assume that it is tired and worn out. Nothing could be further from the truth. Email marketing is still the number one way for you to connect with your customers. There are two major reasons for this. First, people read their emails even when they do not check anything else on the internet, and second, people are much more apt to buy from you if they are already an email subscriber. Technique 9. Blog tours. Blog tours are another great way to get traffic to your website. Once the traffic is there, you still have to convert it to buying traffic, but the first step is definitely getting it there. Doing blog tours where you guest post for various blogs will require some effort on your part, but it is well worth it. If you cannot write, you can hire a really great writer for the task, and the blog will still be willing to publish build expertise in that industry. Plus, creating software or an app allows you to include a link to your own website or products, and this can be very useful. But even more than all of that, you could make serious money from PC or Mac software, or from a mobile app that solves a real problem. The next thing that you might want to consider is a press release. Although this is a really hard nut to crack, it can be extremely effective. What you have to do is find some kind of newsworthy reason for the news media to publish something about your company. If you can find that newsworthy reason, then send out a press release, and any news media that published the information will give you completely free advertising, sometimes with huge numbers. Technique 11. Infographic marketing. Another technique is infographic marketing. This is somewhat simple, but it is also a little difficult to get used to at first. Infographic marketing is when you publish infographics for the sole purpose of directing people back to your website. Now, there are two advantages to this type of marketing. First, you can include a link somewhere on the infographic, or often in the published material itself, that will direct people back to your site. Second, you can create an infographic for the sole purpose of influencing buyers towards your products or services. Technique 12. Quora. Quora is another solid internet marketing hack. Quora is a question and answer website, probably the largest one there is right now. People who answer questions become experts and are able to include a profile link on their answers or profile back to their website. Not only does this build up your credibility and expertise if you use your company name as your answer profile, but you also get traffic from Quora whenever someone is curious enough to look you up. Technique 13. YouTuber sponsoring. You may have thought of starting your own YouTube channel to achieve your internet marketing goals, but have you thought about sponsoring a current YouTuber instead? There are two ways that you can do this. First, you can find a YouTuber that doesn't have a huge following yet, but has the potential for such, and pay them to sponsor your products, or you can find a YouTuber that is already popular and pay more. The benefit of the former strategy has the advantage of saving you money and the possibility of huge traffic when the channel does become viral, but it does have the disadvantage of not much traffic at first. Technique 14. Instagram model sponsoring. This works exactly the same as the YouTuber sponsoring, except that you are finding someone on Instagram who looks to be a rising star instead. You do want to change your tactics a little here, because while finding someone funny, educational, or entertaining on YouTube may work, Do you want to gear your Instagram tactics towards an attractive model that may blow up in the near future? Technique 15. PPC not on Google. The next strategy that we'll discuss is PPC. PPC stands for pay-per-click, and it is a tried-and-true strategy on Google, using the program Google AdWords. But Google AdWords has one major disadvantage. Everyone is using it, so the bidding is extremely high. But what if you could get those prime spots at a much lower price? That's exactly what you can do when you use other search engines. Bing in particular is very effective because people who use it are really loyal. You can easily find plenty of prime space on Bing for a very low price. Technique 16. Create a product. Next, we'll discuss how you create a product on your own and then use it to make money online. First of all, you need a product. There are hundreds of thousands of marketers out there with good ideas. The difference between you and them is that you actually put your idea into practice. That means making a product and then ensuring that it gets distributed. Being distributed isn't too hard with affiliate marketing, as long as you have a really good idea. That's all you need in this business to succeed. Technique 17. Local directories. What about local advertising? Do you think that the local traffic in your area would visit your site if you came up in the search results? More importantly, do you think that you could solve whatever problem they were experiencing if you were listed in the local results? If the answer to both of these questions is yes, then you need to figure out a way to get your company listed in those results, because they can be both lucrative and draw in extremely high amounts of traffic. Technique 18. Republishing content. Next, we're going to discuss publishing your own content across multiple blogs. You might not think that your content is worth of being mass-published, sometimes called syndicated, but that's because you don't know the value of really great content. If you can create something that other people want to publish, you can syndicate it, and that means getting published across multiple blogs and potentially drawing in thousands of visitors. Technique 19. Podcast interviews. The next technique that we will be discussing in podcast interviews. Podcast interviews can be a really great resources for those who have expertise in a specific field. If you can get on a podcast that showcases that field, and your expertise, you can make a lot of money from your appearance. If people that listen to the podcast consider you an expert in the industry, they will check you out and there is great potential for them to buy from you. Technique 20. Forum takeover. The next technique is the forum takeover. That means that you absolutely cover a forum with your answers and expertise, so much so that all of the regular members there consider you an expert. Write long posts that explain absolutely everything about a specific topic, and then make sure that other people on that forum know about them. The benefit here is that you'll get traffic from every single post that you make. Technique 21. Web and mobile tools. Finally, consider creating, or paying of the creation of, a really useful tool that will actually help people. If you can create something that people find useful, then you can easily build expertise in that industry. Plus, creating software or an app allows you to include a link to your own website or products, and this can be very useful. But even more than all of that, you could make serious money from PC or Mac software, or from a mobile app that solves a real problem.